This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, helping farmers and ranchers with lubrication domination. He once was an environmental activist against genetically modified organisms. He isn't anymore. His book comes out today. I'll talk about it after this. One of the joys of this job, I must tell you, is to be out on farms visiting with growers who produce every crop imaginable. Last week, I was on the farm of a Wisconsin producer who has, in his career, produced milk, tobacco, corn, soybeans, canning peas. About 6 weeks ago, I was on a farm in North Carolina with a producer who provides to us everything from pickles to pigs. And one thing I hear from all of you in agriculture is the increasing pressure to find efficiencies whenever and wherever you can. Well, Mystic Lubricants wants to help you do that. From JT8 super heavy duty engine oils to JT6 greases to JT5 universal transhydraulic fluid, the Mystic legendary family of lubes is specially formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions, and maybe to take a little bit of the pressure off your shoulders whenever possible. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com, M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. The book is just out today. It's called Seeds of Science, Why We Got It So Wrong on GMOs. It's written by Mark Linus, who says he is a science writer by profession, and he knows all of the arguments against genetically modified organisms well, because in those early years of GMO development, he was also an outspoken activist against the new technology. Along with green-minded British colleagues, he says he trespassed to destroy test fields of GMO crops. He lobbied to have foods containing genetically modified ingredients banned in supermarkets. He helped to organize the world's first campaign targeting Monsanto, and even participated in an unsuccessful attempt to steal the world's first cloned farm animal, Dolly the sheep. Mark Linus says, and in his words now, "I have since reversed my views on GMOs, as the evidence debunking almost all of these claims has accumulated over the years. But there's no denying the remarkable worldwide success of our campaign," he says. And he points out that numerous countries, from Peru to Russia, now entirely ban genetically modified crops from being cultivated. One of the things Linus points out is that, and again in his words, "contrary to our initial fears, the overall impact of genetically modified crops has been to dramatically reduce the amount and toxicity of pesticides sprayed by farmers." One of the points made by Mark Linus in his new book, Seeds of Science, Why We Got It So Wrong on GMOs. I'll be back after this.